After a federal judge halted the enforcement of President Trump's executive order on immigration, airlines resumed boarding passengers from the seven countries initially barred from entry to the U.S. One of the travelers who arrived at JFK this weekend was a CUNY student. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports.
I tagged along to the airport with Isabel Bukaram, a staff attorney with CUNY Citizenship Now, a group that provides immigration legal services. She was at JFK to greet an undergraduate student, a young man from Yemen.
So I want to make sure that everything runs smooth now that he's coming back.
When President Trump initially signed the executive order, CUNY set up a hotline for students and staff with questions. And that hotline is Isabel. All week, she's received calls and texts with questions about the immigration order and anxiety about school.
How do I keep up with my classes? What's going to happen with the tuition? Should I drop my classes? Should I not?
We go to the terminal and wait for an arriving flight from Doha. Other families wait with balloons and flowers. A few immigration attorneys stand at the ready in case anyone needs help. An hour after the flight landed, Isabel's still waiting.
What's going on? Where are you at?
And then he makes it out, suitcase in tow.
You're all set?
Yeah.
Okay, your family's okay back home now?
I gotta call them. I didn't call
you
them.
You better call them and be clear. Okay, stay here for
this student asked to remain anonymous. CUNY had four students unable to enter the U.S. because of the travel ban for seven majority Muslim countries. Now two students have returned. Two more are still working to get back to New York. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.